The English language. While the Germanic tribesmen who had settled in the British Isles spoke a language called Anglo-Saxon or Old English, 600 to 1100, similar to German, with the Norman invasion, 1066, the French influence on English increased. By around 1100, the language had evolved into the so-called Middle English, 1100 to 1500, the language of the greatest poet of the time, Geoffrey Chaucer. Middle English was a vernacular language, shaped from the London dialect, simplifying Old English and absorbing French and Latin influences. Some examples can help explain how today's English vocabulary is the result of many cultural contributions. From Roman Celtic, Roman influence, Chester, Castrum, street, via strata. From Old English, German and Danish influences, suffixes, pronouns, comparatives, doublets, shirt, skirt. From Middle English, mostly French influence, borrowing, pork versus swine, pig versus boar, hut versus cottage, people versus folk. From Modern English, 1700 onwards, development of technical, political, intellectual vocabulary, borrowing from several languages. In the Middle Ages, in particular, the Norman influence was felt strongly due to its domination in everyday life. For example, some English words for certain animals were kept, but the words for the meat derived from those animals were borrowed from French. Beef versus cow, veal versus calf, mutton versus sheep, pork versus pig. In this period, English borrowed greatly from French in other lexical fields too. Government, tax, government, royal, parliament, prince. Religion, prayer, sermon, religion, chapel, friar. Judiciary, judge, defendant, jury, verdict, crime. Science, medicine, physician. Culture, art, sculpture, fashion, satin, fur. Warfare, army, navy, battle, soldier, enemy, captain.